It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thanks so much for downloading the Lane Mitchell Show podcast, number 157. Highlights from my afternoon radio show, heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic1029. Some off-air phone calls from time to time, and occasionally guests. Yeah, sometimes they drop by with instruments even and play for us. In fact, a couple weeks from now, you know who's coming by? Arctic Monkeys. Yeah, the guys from Arctic Monkeys are going to be performing in the Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Catch the interview and performance in an upcoming Lane Mitchell Show podcast. Thank you so much for downloading.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, remember the old cliche of lighting up immediately after sex? Well, now that less of us are smoking in general, a mere 3% of us now engage in that post-coital cigarette. Although it would appear as though we've replaced this activity with another. Texting. Yeah, believe it or not, at least 35% of us follow up the deed with a text. I'll be honest, if I reached over to the nightstand to grab my phone afterwards, my wife would break my arm. I am curious about what you're texting, though. What is it like, "Hey guys, I totally just did it." Or is it more like, "Hey guys, do you know where I can get a headboard repaired?" And hey, you ever get really drunk and kidnap a penguin? Yeah, me neither, but apparently it happens. Three men in Australia were recently arrested for stealing a penguin from the SeaWorld there. They got drunk, hopped the fence, started swimming around with the dolphins, and decided to take a little souvenir. Dirk, a 7-year-old penguin. And they probably would have gotten away with it too, if the Brainiacs hadn't posted a video of it on Facebook.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey Aaron, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure, why not?
Are there any places you apply deodorant that aren't your armpits?
No. But I've heard of people putting it in weird places, like girls putting it, like, underneath their boobs when they work out.
Yeah, because I was in the gym locker room today, and I don't want to be the gross guy. I really don't. You know, last week we were talking about boogers, you know, people smearing boogers on the wall above the urinal. I don't want to be that guy. So I'm making a conscious effort to step away from that. I'm at the gym today. I look over, and there's some old guy. He's putting on deodorant, you know, he's under one arm.
Yeah.
Under the other arm?
Yeah.
And then he proceeded to apply it to his area down there, if you catch my drift.
Oh, that's nasty. But, like, you don't want to have stinky but.
Well, I was kind of curious. I'm like, is that guy getting a lot of action down there? Like, he was over 60.
Over 60?
I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a little bit shocked about that. You know, it's funny, you put it in your armpits. It sort of does make sense, I suppose, like technically to put it in your leg pits.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, Blunderbuss came out yesterday, the new album from Jack White, an album poised to be probably one of the biggest rock records of 2012. So I figured we'd get to know the legendary frontman just a little better. Did you know that Jack White's real name is John Anthony Gillis? He only started going by Jack White after he and Meg White, his former bandmate, married. And music was actually Jack White's second career choice. Initially, he wanted to be a priest. And Jack White appeared in a movie back in the late 80s called The Rosemary Murders. The interesting thing about this movie, one, he wasn't listed in the credits. Two, he portrayed an altar boy. He was actually an altar boy when he was younger, in that very same church. And a new survey reveals that the average couple has more than 300 spats a year over cleanliness issues in the bathroom. The top three triggers? Not replacing the toilet paper roll, no surprise there. Leaving skids in the toilet, a solid number two, no pun intended. Number three, stubble in the sink. Leaving the toilet seat up also cracked the top five. But see, honey, I told you using the sink as a urinal wasn't that big of a deal.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Hey, Glenn, you're calling to talk about the guy who applied deodorant to his undercarriage?
Do you know if that guy was using his deodorant or if he was using a different type of what looks like deodorant.
I don't know. He went underarm to underarm to downstairs.
Because there is a product that's out there, and I know it sounds weird, but it's called anti-chafing stick.
Guys use it for their nipples for, like, running marathons and stuff, right? Because their shirt rubs?
Exactly. We used to tape. That stuff goes down there for the inner thigh, and I'm telling you, it's fantastic.
What? You know what? I never thought about that. It could have been that if he was chafing under his underarms and down there, you know, little boop, boop, boop.
I don't know how well deodorant would work, because the anti-chafing stick is more, like, a little bit slipperier. But I don't know. Maybe that's what he was going for.
It's not like I was watching him or anything, but it was just, I was sort of peripheral vision watching out of the corner of my eye, and all of a sudden I'm like, where's his hand going?
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
A woman accidentally spilled yogurt on U.S. President Barack Obama. Which, you know, I can totally relate to. I mean, you meet somebody famous, you can get nervous. In fact, when I met Heidi Klum for the first time, I spilled yogurt in my pants. Yeah. And could the Octomom be in danger of losing her kids? Maybe. Natchez Woman's hairstylist claims the condition of the home was so filthy, she reported it to police. Well, I mean, a woman who treats her uterus like a college sublet, we shouldn't be that surprised she doesn't take that great a care of her home. Not to mention 14 kids. I'm not surprised she doesn't have time to clean. What I am surprised about is that she has a hairstylist. A hairstylist who, by the way, charges $520 a visit. And keeping up with the Kardashians just got a little more challenging. They just signed a $40 million contract to renew the show for another 2 years. Which actually spawned a new drinking game in my house. I just start flipping the channels, and every time I see either a Kardashian or Ryan Seacrest, I drink. I mean, why be bitter about it, right? Turn it into something positive. Well, I mean, if you consider a drinking problem a positive.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The company that created the holographic image of late rapper Tupac Shakur for Coachella has some other ideas for artists they may immortalize in hologram. Just who is on the company's wish list? Well, as predicted, Michael Jackson, but Jimi Hendrix, Whitney Houston, and even Kurt Cobain appeared on that list. Wow, remember how Courtney Love lost it over the Muppets covering Smells Like Teen Spirit? Yeah, just imagine her reaction to this. And according to a new survey, 85% of singles say a kiss on the cheek is okay on the first date. 40% of us think a passionate kiss is more appropriate. My thought, if there's no kiss, there's no second date. I mean, doesn't that just mean you didn't click? I could be wrong. And just what is our leading pet peeve on the road? Well, I would have guessed not signaling, but no, apparently, tailgating was our number one irritation behind the wheel. With 72% of us claiming that we personally have been tailgated. Which I thought was kind of a surprise, 72%? I'm pretty sure that means the other 28% of us just don't know how to use our rearview mirror.
The Lane Mitchell, Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.